Okay, if you've been working real hard, you'd say you're very...
tired.
Okay, and if you've been working real, real hard and you're real, real tired, you'd say you're all...
tired out.
Okay. What's another way of saying that?
All tuckered out.
Okay.
Exhausted.
Okay. Sometimes kids don't grow out of their clothes, but they...
wear them out.
Okay. And clothes like that, you'd say, have been...
worn out.
Okay. Would you ever use worn out about how tired you were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you use that in sounds for me?
Tom had worked all day in the on the farm, and now and he came home all worn out.
Okay. Say you hear somebody's in the hospital, and you'd say, gosh, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
got sick.
Okay. If somebody got overheated and chilled and his eyes and nose started to run and so on, you'd say, he...
is sick.
Okay, or something, a cold.
He's catching a cold.
Okay. And if it begins to affect his voice, you'd say he's...
getting laryngitis.
Okay, or getting...
a sore throat.
Okay, the condition of having laryngitis, you'd say, I'm just a little bit...
hoarse.
Okay. And if he had...
a cough.
Okay. Somebody might say, well, I think I'll go over and lie on the couch. I'm feeling a little bit...
sleepy.
Yeah. Boy, am I. At 6 o'clock, the alarm goes off and I...
get up.
Or
wake up.
What?
Wake up.
Okay. You might say, he's still sleeping. You better go...
wake him up again.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside. Yeah, start playing the microphone or something. if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you eaten your medicine?
Taking the medicine.
Okay. And the patient might answer, I took some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I will some more later.
And I'll take some more later.
Okay. And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you'd say he's stoned.
Yeah.
Okay. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he really a lot.
Sweated a lot.
Okay. And, oh, a kind of sore that some people get, a lot of people get them on the back of their neck. I guess it can be anywhere, but they're big and it's a kind of sore and they hurt. It's sort of like a big blister.
A boil.
Okay. And sometimes the doctor needs to lance it open and that stuff that drains out is...
pus.
Okay. If you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is...
blister water.
Okay. You might say, a bee stung me in my hand.
Swollen.
Okay, alright. And it's still pretty badly...
swollen.
Okay. But if it's not infected, it probably won't swell much.
It probably won't swell much.
Okay. What not?
Swell.
Okay. In war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a...
wound.
Okay. And have you ever heard of the kind of wound that doesn't heal clean, and a white granular substance might form around the edge and sometimes has to be cut out or burned out with alum?
No.
Have you ever heard of calling it kind of, certain kind of flesh?
No.
How about fried flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say you get a little cut on your finger, and you go and get something on the medicine cabinet, some reddish brown stuff that's got a skull and crossbones on it. And it stings from fear. What do you call it?
Antiseptic.
Okay, or a specific name?